Yes, it's a better part than in the first movie because this one deals primarily with Zira and her husband Cornelius, whom I play, and the roles are more dimensional. No, not on this production. When it was first done on the first movie, it was very difficult. One of the reasons being that it had never been tried before, and also it was so unusual that around the lot people used to, you know, laugh, and one began feeling like an animal and quickly learned why animals, monkeys, hiss back at people as they laugh at them in cages. This time there's been no problem like that. One knows what it's going to come out looking like and has adjusted to it. Well, three of the chimpanzees escaped during the destruction that took place at the end of the second film in a spaceship, and through certain explosions that occur go back through time, coming back into 1972 or 73, landing near the Southern California coast, and the action takes place in Los Angeles, the action of this entire movie. This society can't stand the threat of a group coming from another society, and therefore destroys the principles who do arrive. There's a sort of terror that is triggered by things that are revealed by these chimpanzees to the modern society, and they have to be done away with, which is unfortunate. They bring the word that the end of the civilization is going to occur, as we saw in the original film. And as opposed to sort of preserving the and learning from the chimpanzees of the thing that is going to happen, they are done away with out of fear, which is too bad. Yes, but that which it can't afford to know. Well, I had that experience, but in a different way. I was too young to have been in World War II. What happened to me was that at the age of 18, looking younger, I had run out of being able to play the parts that had made me successful in the first place. While I always worked, the roles that were presented to me when I was 18, 19, and 20 were purely a sort of rehash of the parts that I'd been playing when I was younger. They were sort of 12-year-olds in an 18-year-old body. I realized then that I was sort of becoming the victim of a preconceived notion. And it was then that I left and went and began to act in the theater and on television in the East, happily hitting a period when live television was just beginning to thrive during the 50s in New York. So it was in that arena that I got the opportunity to keep working. If live television hadn't been in existence, then I don't know what would have happened. No idea at all. I probably would have fallen victim to the same sort of situation that Jack did. It isn't the reason why, no. There are periods when in acting when you're just not employed, and rather than sit around, I became interested in trying to develop something that I hadn't been born to, more or less, because I started to act so young. And photography happened to be the item that I set my eyes on. It was quite by accident, really, that I began to take photographs and become interested in and pursue that. But it wasn't with the idea of doing it instead of acting. Well, I don't know. It's hard to judge oneself in that sense. I enjoy, always have enjoyed working, and I've enjoyed working in this profession. I don't know if I am a dedicated actor. I think one should try and do the best they can with whatever they are involved with. The period after I grew up, after being a child actor, and went to New York and began doing plays and that, I think did bring to the fore the fact that I think it is a most rewarding art and profession when it's at its best, and a very sad and depleting one when it's at its worst. But I've enjoyed it.